You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. A horse trailer pulled into the CPR parking lot Monday, and out from the truck stepped rising rodeo competitor Alicia Wallace. She's 23, from Wheat Ridge, just outside Denver, and she has big dreams, almost as big as her horse's appetite.
All right, buddy. Want a cookie? There's nothing this horse won't eat.
Last night, Wallace competed in the National Western Stock Show's MLK African American Heritage Rodeo, and she swung by before the big competition. Alicia, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be here.
Do you have butterflies in your stomach before an event like this?
Always.
Always.
Always. Okay. I mean, it's a good butterflies, you know. It's adrenaline.
What is your best event?
I would say barrel racing is my best event, mainly because my horse was trained for barrels, but he is also a roping horse as well. So,
okay.
You know.
What's your horse's name?
Cash.
Cash. What kind of a horse?
He's a quarter horse, a big bay quarter horse.
Well, describe barrel racing for the uninitiated.
Okay. Basically, it's a timed speed event around three oil drum-shaped barrels.
And they're standing up...
In a triangle.
Long ways.
Yes, yes. They're standing straight up. And basically, you run either a right turn into left turns around the barrels, or you run a left into right turns. It just depends on which way is easier for your horse.
And the idea is to come as close to the barrel, like making tight turns around these barrels.
Yes, you want the tightest turn possible, but you don't want to hit the barrel. If you hit a barrel, that's a 5-second penalty.
It also probably hurts.
Oh, you have no idea. I have permanent scarring on my knees.
That is to say, your legs have been caught between the horse and the barrel as the horse is turning?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And sometimes the scars are just from grazing the barrel, from him cutting his pockets so tight around the barrel.
The Bill Pickett Rodeo Association sponsors rodeo events like the MLK Rodeo all over the country, also known as the Black Rodeo. I'd like to know who Bill Pickett was.
Bill Pickett was the first African-American to be inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, and he also invented the rodeo event steer wrestling.
Steer wrestling.
Yes.
His father was a former slave.
He apparently. Was. He was.
And he performed in Wild West shows that also featured, like, Buffalo Bill Cody.
Yes, sir.
So something of a... of an inspiration, perhaps, to
you? Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure. Because living in Colorado, there aren't that many, you know, African-Americans who compete in the rodeo. And to be one of the only ones in Colorado to be able to compete with this association is really, it's an honor.
You're not only African-American, but you are also a woman. I have to think that makes you a rare commodity. Is that true?
Yes, I do agree. I compete in several other associations, but in most of them, usually I am the only African-American woman that I see there.
In rodeo, do women compete against men, or is it separated by sex?
No, it's separated by sex.
Okay.
Women, if you're in the pro circuit, women only have one or two events. That's breakaway roping, or that's barrels.
I see.
So
you're competing always against other women, but very few African-American women.
Yes, very few, unless you're at the Bill Pickett, and then they're everywhere, and it's awesome. I'm like, whoa!
Well, I was going to ask, what's your experience competing in that environment, which feels so different from the rest of the circuit?
It's a lot more comforting, I would say. You know, you're in your element because you're around other people who are just like you.
Does rodeo sometimes feel like a man's world?
At times, yes. It does, mainly because majority of the rodeo is all male events, you know, besides the one or two, depending on the organization you're in.
Is there a man's event you'd love to compete in?
Steer wrestling.
Steer wrestling.
I really would do steer wrestling. It looks like so much fun. A lot of people, it's mainly because I was born a tomboy. So I like, you know, getting dirty, driving trucks, you know, and stuff like that.
And this is the event that Bill Pickett invented.
Yes.
Will you describe it for us?
You have two horses in the roping chutes, and you have a calf in between both of you in its own personal chute.
Two horses. Why would two horses be needed for one?
Because there's one that you would call a hazer. And basically his job is to make sure that the calf stays in a straight line in order for you to drop down off of your horse and grab the steer by the horns and wrestle it to the ground. But if your calf's feet are not all on the same side, then you have to get up, re-wrestle him down to the ground on foot.
It sounds thrilling and dangerous. Is there some sense of why women can't do this?
Not that I know of.
Not can't, mm-hmm. but aren't allowed to?
I think mainly probably because of, you know, cowboy egos. Men want, you know, they think that they're the only ones who are strong enough to wrestle steers to the ground.
You'd like to prove them wrong.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we are speaking with 23-year-old Wheat Ridge cowgirl Alicia Wallace, talking about what it is to be an African-American female in the rodeo world. How did you get started in rodeo?
My mother, she decided that we needed horses, and she got us involved in this group called Western Airs, which is a nonprofit organization in Golden, Colorado. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They are the drill team that perform at Stock Show with the flags and the costumes and everything. And basically, that's where I started. And then when I got to high school, I told my mom, I said, I want to do something more. So I told her I wanted to do high school rodeo. And Jefferson County actually had a team where, you know, all Jefferson County schools came together. And I did that all the way up until I graduated. And after that, I was like, well, Mom, I want to keep going. And just from there on, you know, my confidence and my riding skills and everything just, it progressed.
What is it that you like about this sport?
I don't know. It feels natural. I love the adrenaline. I love...
That's the second time you've mentioned adrenaline.
It does. If you were an actual barrel racer, you would understand. It does take a lot of adrenaline. Like, I guess if you were ever to play a sport or, you know, you were in entertainment or something, it's the same feeling you would get right before you were about to perform.
It's showtime.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
What is your ultimate goal in rodeo? Let me say, this is not for you a full-time gig.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Is it ever? For people, or is rodeo?
Oh, yes. If you're in the PRCA, which is the Pro Rodeo Cowboy Association.
Then that's all you do, mm-hmm. is rodeo.
Yes.
You want to get to that point? Can you get to that point?
You can, but it takes a lot in order to be pro rodeo.
How many women are in that position today?
I think there's a lot, but the ones that really make it all the way up to the National Finals Rodeo in December, there's probably about 30, I would say. There was one girl who actually won over $1 million in 1 year's winnings.
Is your goal to get up there with her?
Yes.
It is.
I want to be the first African-American to actually win the barrel racing at the NFR.
Thank you so much for being with us.
No problem.
Cowgirl Alicia Wallace of Wheat Ridge spoke to us ahead of the Stock Show's MLK African-American Heritage Rodeo. Last night's performance didn't go as Alicia had hoped. Her horse slipped, and she fell during the barrel racing competition. But she quickly stood back up and brushed herself off with a smile. No injuries. There's a link to Wallace's Facebook page with photos and videos of her competing at cpr.org.